is that maybe an element of it that within cultural understandings, waste is polluting and things
yes,
like this, and,
yes.
and the caste yeah. element? Do you think that that's also partly why people are a bit
hesitant?
Yeah,
yes.
about people doing
yeah, that is true. So true in like. I've also worked on issues of industrial pollution earlier. So we always kind of one thing that we try to observe when we visit these places is the kind of the trying to understand the settlements around these facilities. So looking at waste itself, you know, if you look at both the landfills in Chennai. They both people living around them are primarily from the backward castes, you know. So this is not something intentional, but as a culture, we probably perpetuate something of that sort. When you marginalize first, it's like the upper caste kind of have inhabited most of the central part of the city. And then the Dalits get into the outskirts, which is always true. Also, in, if you go to a rural setup in a village, you'll see Dalits are always on the outskirts. Same thing here. We have the Dalit settlements or the lower caste settlements outside the city, the outskirts. And that's where most of the waste also ends up. It's always, the waste facility is always on the outskirts, you know. So in Kodungur, which is the largest dump in the city now, all the people living around are primarily Dalits. And then there are other middle class people, you know, but they're also again low middle class, so economically also kind of backward. So that even in the other landfill in South Chennai, which is a little smaller than this, we have Dalit settlements around, you know. So we have not really mapped this specifically, but we can say kind of with confidence that this is how it works. Same was true even for we were working on this case on against a hazardous waste landfill where industrial waste was supposed to be dumped. It was again located in a primarily Dalit settlement on the Andhra Chennai border, you know. So this is pretty much, and we're still trying to establish this, and but I'm pretty sure that this is how it works, you know. Looking at waste and the relationship with caste in India, very intricate. It's like similar to the African American, you know, looking at that whole environmental justice movement that stemmed from this, you know. African Americans were targeted primarily for waste facilities, you know. All the landfills were located in African American backyards. So very similar to that, we're calling it, you know, it's just environmental racism in that sense.
Environmental racism.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting.
But we still have to establish this. This is what our reading is, and we've seen this in many cases. So, you know, to do a national perspective, we probably come, I'm sure we'll come up with quite favorable results.